As a massive search and rescue operation continues in South Texas Hill Country for more than 160 people missing after last Friday's flash flooding. The known death toll is up to 110. CBS's Jason Allen is in Ingram.
Recovery efforts are extremely broad, a 30 to 40 mile stretch along this river, and you can go just about anywhere up and down the river, and you will see people walking on both sides. They're going through the trees. They're looking at brush piles. They might be out in boats.
A report from the Department of State Health Services shows an emergency plan for Camp Mystic, where at least 27 campers and counselors died, had been approved just 2 days before. CBS's Nydia Cavazos.
People we've been speaking to here on the ground in Kerrville, Texas, describe that, you know, in some cases they didn't receive an alert. And for some who did receive these alerts on their phone, this also came in the middle of the night. So there was little that they could have done to prevent this.
A popular mountain retreat in New Mexico has been hit by deadly flooding.
We had one of our water gauges, which is we call the Hollywood gauge, and it saw a historical high of 20 feet.
Ruidoso spokeswoman Carrie Gladden says the river there rose in a matter of minutes. A man and two children were swept away in the rushing waters. A week-old strike by thousands of municipal employees in Philadelphia ended early this morning. KYW's Ross DeMattei.
Union workers, some 9,000 of them here in the city of Philadelphia, could return to their job sites as early as today, and that includes picking up the trash that is mounted all over the city of Philadelphia.
The main sticking point in contract negotiations, wages. We're expecting details on the agreement later today. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for two Taliban leaders.
The court accused the Taliban's supreme spiritual leader and its chief justice of persecuting women and girls. The Taliban has clamped down on women's rights since returning to power in Afghanistan in 2021. Last year, it banned women from speaking in public. This woman told the BBC through an interpreter,
"We're like dead bodies moving around. We can't talk. We can't do anything."
The Taliban says it does not recognize the international court and does not consider itself bound by it. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A very old dessert is about to be repurposed.
Master bakers and confectioners at a Reading factory have been engaged on a very special order, a wedding cake for Princess Elizabeth.
An auction house in England says royal fan Jerry Layton has purchased the last slice of that 1947 cake for more than $3,600. He says he'll flambé it in rum to kill off the bacteria and eat it for his 65th birthday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A guy from just a little north of here wants to be governor. Bill Berrien, a Navy SEAL veteran and manufacturing CEO from Whitefish Bay, has announced his campaign for Wisconsin governor in 2026. So far, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman is the only other Republican in the race. Governor Tony Evers hasn't yet said whether he plans to run again. A major east-west route in Kenosha County is closed. Crews have started resurfacing Highway C between Highways 45 and 83. There are detours in place. Police are investigating a shooting in the Six Flags Great America parking lot Monday night. No injuries were reported. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says they did find evidence of gunfire after an argument, but no arrests have been made. Law enforcement from across Wisconsin will gather Friday for the funeral of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. He was killed in an ambush June 26th. Services will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a processional and private burial at Wisconsin Memorial Park. The historic Alford Building in downtown Kenosha, vacant for nearly 30 years, may soon be redeveloped into a grocery store, food court, and office space. Public Food Markets, Inc. plans major renovations, and the Kenosha Plan Commission will review a proposal at a meeting tomorrow. And Wisconsin's new state budget includes $5 million annually for a film office and production tax credits. It's meant to boost the local film and TV industry. Supporters say the incentives will help attract and keep creative talent in the state. Wisconsin was one of only three states without a film office. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. It was really special. I mean, everything. You know, obviously the velo, but he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery, especially when they introduce a new Kringle creation. This week, O&H's new Dulce de Leche is one Kringle you don't want to miss. A patient process is required to create its filling of very slow caramelized milk and sugar. It's topped with caramel frosting and sweet caramel curls. Enjoy O&H's new Dulce de Leche Kringle this week. It is sensational. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
WRJN weather. Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Wednesday edition.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't.
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
and timeless hits, WRJN, Three Dog Night. Ever get a chance to see him in concert? Go. Just go. Great songs, great musicians and singers. It's a bucket list if you haven't already done it. Danny Hutton fronting Three Dog Night for decades now, and he's in great voice. But I digress. It's Instrumental Week with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget Series, and coming up, a rocker from one of the very first rock instrumentalists. This guy paved the way and influenced so many people that followed. And yeah, I'll share that with you coming up. WRJN.
Ho, ho, ho. You heard that right. It's the annual Christmas in July sale at WRJN Big Deals. Today only, you'll save an extra 15% off your entire order. No promo code needed. That's right, an additional 15% off prices on gift certificates for restaurants, retail, and so much more. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stock up while supplies last. Make your summer a little merrier with WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesabirria tacos to Ruben's mouth-watering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Love you all the time.
just a fool.
Hits, we got them, man. I'll tell you, here's the Fifth Dimension, another fine example on WRJN.
I love you so, I always will. I look at you and see the passion.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. It's time we update you on what's going on around the world and up your street with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. His update is coming right up.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A major way east and west is shut down in Kenosha County. A road project is now underway on Highway C as crews start grinding down and resurfacing the road between Highways 45 and 83. A detour is in place with traffic routed onto Highways 83, 50, and 45 for several weeks. Law enforcement from Racine, Kenosha, and across the state will descend on Waukesha County Friday. Preparations are underway for the funeral of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in an ambush on June 26th. Visitation and funeral services will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a 10-mile processional to the Wisconsin Memorial Park. A new use could be coming to an almost century-old downtown Kenosha landmark. The Plan Commission will consider tomorrow a plan to transform the Alford Building into a grocery store and community hub. The proposed $7 million project by Public Food Markets, Inc. would include a grocery area, food court, offices, and extensive renovations to bring the building up to code. If approved, the project would restore that historic Art Deco structure. If you're impacted by that Walgreens closing, your drugs are going to Douglas Avenue. Walgreens confirmed it will close its North Memorial Drive store in Racine August 5th. They'll be automatically transferring prescriptions to their Douglas Avenue pharmacy. The company is closing about 1,200 stores nationwide to streamline its business. People are being notified by mail and offered 90 days of free prescription delivery. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
We'll be right back.
Dylan wrote it, but Peter, Paul, and Mary are the ones that had the massive hit with Blowin' in the Wind on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free?
My friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people
would need you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bodega, baby? Just to let me down.
Build Me Up Buttercup on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up next. When is a song a rock and roll song? Is it because of the drumming or the guitars or something else? Well, does it really matter? A rose by any other name, right? Well, this next song is borderline rock and roll, but it's got big violins on it. It's the Nugget for today. Instrumental Week continues with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure you're cool all season long by calling Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today. Take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop. Give them a call today at 262-989-1001. 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfair Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on Instrumental Week. This one, summer of 1960. In fact, made top 10 July of 1960, from a movie starring James Darren and Tuesday Weld, and had, well, Dick Clark too, he was in it, and this next group put in a cameo appearance in the movie and played this song. It's the title track to a movie called Because They're Young. Songs from Duane Eddy, Phoenix-born man who influenced so many people that followed him. Here is Because They're Young, Duane Eddy, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN. Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning, because they're young. Top 10 this week in 1960. It's Instrumental Week with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget series, and another one coming up this afternoon at 1:45-ish on WRJN.
Monday, it just turns out.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And I'm Dan Marcus with the WRJN Sand and Surf Report for today. Partly sunny, 77 at the lakefront today. Possibly cooler there, but water temperature, a very comfortable 67.8 degrees. Be refreshing. Waves, 1 to 1.5 feet or so. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll from Friday's catastrophic flooding in central Texas now stands at 110. Officials say more than 160 people are still unaccounted for in Kerr County alone. Many are just now making it back to their properties.
The hardest part is probably seeing all of your stuff go away, you know? Everything that they grew up with is gone.
Anna Reyna's home in Ingren was torn apart. There are new questions about whether the region was prepared. CBS's Jason Allen.
This has kind of been the struggle, right, to get those answers of exactly what happened. It's key because this area has had floods before. This is not the first time. They've had deadly floods before. At times when they've considered a warning system for the entire county, they've thought that the system that they had was good enough or that it worked. Sometimes that involved just an informal phone tree.
Lawmakers in the Senate open a confirmation hearing this hour for President Trump's pick to head the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Neil Jacobs was reprimanded when he served as acting administrator during Mr. Trump's first term. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
In September 2019, NOAA's leadership issued a statement criticizing the work of its weather forecasters after President Trump insisted that Alabama was in the path of Hurricane Dorian. The storm ultimately didn't make landfall in the United States or come close to Alabama.
Officials in Ukraine say Russia launched its largest drone attack of the war so far. The BBC's Paul Adams reports from